Are we on?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to call this meeting of, what is the day, March 4th, to order. We have a roll call?
Yes. Carl Amelon?
Here.
Andy Donato?
Here.
Robert Severson?
Present.
Jack Davies? Dick Coos? Cliff Skillings? Bob Lynn?
Here.
Robert Larson?
Here.
Steve Prysunka?
Here.
Lisa Von Bargen?
Here.
Is there anyone on the phone that would like to introduce themselves other than I do have Carl Hagerman, Joel Paisner, and Clay Hammer, and I know that Mr. Lynn and Mr. Larson are on the phones. Anybody aside from those folks?
You might want to announce that I'm here, and Robert, Chair.
We also have Trey and Robert here in Ketchikan.
Well, I was just talking about people on the phone, so they didn't repeat themselves.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Do you have the agenda before you? Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Bob Lynn, so moved.
Moved by Carl, seconded by Bob.
Okay.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Prysunka?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That brings us on to new business, which we have none on the agenda. Moves us to item four, old business, reservoir management discussion. Trey.
Well, close this window here so we get shut down a little background noise there. So just to let you guys just call the meeting again on this Monday just to update the board on where we're at. We did make some changes this morning, and I'll just have Robert update you on where the lake levels are at and the changes that we've made and why we've made them, and let you roll with that, Rob.
Okay. So as we sit right now, Tyee Lake is at 1,259.8 feet for lake elevation, and Swan Lake is at 280.3 feet. So we've gained a few tenths in Swan Lake. And Tyee is still drafting currently at 0.2 to approximately 0.3 per day. At that rate of draft, Tyee will be reaching the new board approved draft limit of 1258 within 8 to 9 days. We have made some operational changes as of this morning to an attempt to even reduce the draft rate more. Excuse me, Tyee is at 1259.6. I stated 1259.8. The operational changes that we made this morning had to do with turning off one of the Tyee Lake generators. Now, prior to today, we had concern with the VAR loads being above 5 megawatts and the Tyee units going into alarm as a result of running a single unit. We contacted the exciter manufacturer and designer on record. We also contacted our SCADA expert. We have looked at the capability curves of the generator and have determined that below 5 megawatts, the generator can run at 7 megavars very happily and within the capability curves of the generator. So we have trended the megavars over the last few weeks and identified that we will not be above that 7 megavars when we are operating a single unit under 5 megawatts. And so we have turned off one of the Tyee generators and are currently running a single unit. Contacted Petersburg and Wrangell and discussed operational conditions for diesel generation, in that being maintaining SEPA loads for each respective utility to 750 kilowatts per utility. That would approximately put 1.5 to 2 megawatts on that single unit and reduce the draft to 0.1 or less per day. As a reference, last week when we were drafting 2/10 to 3/10 per day, Tai on average was producing 5.5 megawatts, and that would be on average. We're reducing that to approximately 2 megawatts between 2 and 3, which would reduce that draft rate in half or more.
Thanks, Robert. So I'll just add one thing. So the reason why we started having this conversation is we were looking at their draft rates over Tai over the weekend, and you know, we really needed to slow that up a little bit more, and we were looking ways to do that in a reliable fashion. So that's what Robert was basically explaining, how we came about being able to move to a single unit at Tai and do that without any problems with VARs. But it took a little bit of research to confirm that, and then we've made that change, which will allow the North to burn more diesel and slow the draft rate at Tai.
So Craig, could you guys explain why the megabar is an issue?
Sure. Go ahead.
How in depth do you want to get?
VARs can get kind of hard, complicated to explain, high level. But yeah, super high level. So what makes VAR? Why do we have to do it?
There's two types of ways to operate the generator in terms of VARs. They call it boosting and bucking. Boosting is when you're running the generator at an overexcited state, and it actually increases the voltage on the line. VARs are a function of voltage.
Okay.
So when you need to raise voltage, you boost VARs, increase them. When you need to lower voltage, you decrease VARs. The capacitive nature of those submarine cables cause the voltage to rise up. Without the Tai generators reducing that voltage and consuming the VARs, okay, the voltage would be too high for the northern communities.
Right.
And so with the capability curve of the generator, you can only run the generators so many VARs below zero, basically. So as you reduce megawatts, you can run more VARs below zero, but as you increase megawatts, you have to come back up. And it has to do with the capability of the generator and slipping a pole due to under excitation. So these are magnets that are coupled magnetically with the frequency of the grid.
Okay.
And if the magnet gets too weak, it can slip a pole, and that will cause frequency to go crazy, and it would cause a lot of issues on the system. So contacting the exciter manufacturer, we found out that there is an under excitation limiter built into these exciters. Confirm the capability curves of the generator with what we have installed out at Tai to date, and determine that the exciters in their condition today will not allow the generator to be pushed into an under excitation point to where it would slip a pole. And so no matter what we did, whether it be with sticks or human operators, the exciter will limit that and not prevent, and will prevent it from having a problem. The only thing what we will see is if in the event that VARs exceed the capability of the generator will not let the VARs go down anymore, the voltage will start rising. And when the voltage starts rising, we'll get an alarm, we'll have to start a second unit.
Okay.
I don't anticipate that happening.
So is Tai the only machine that has the capability of controlling these VARs over the...
Both machines have that ability, and they share that ability equally.
Okay.
Swan Lake's off now, so we obviously don't have that to suck up anything, too.
But if Swan was on, it could do that also, correct?
It could. The challenge with Swan Lake is it's far enough distance away from Tai that the voltage that is affected at Tai by the submarine cables and the difference in the VARs that are loaded on the STI, Swan Lake producing enough VARs might affect Ketchikan's voltage or Swan's voltage before it would actually affect Tai's voltage. So that's it's a challenge between capacitance on submarine cables, capacitance on the STI line, and capacitance on L1, if L1 were closed.
All right, thank you for that explanation.
Mm-hmm. Good job. It's not an easy concept to explain.
It's very challenging. I'm glad you didn't ask how VARs are made.
That one gets really dicey.
Yeah.
just kidding.
I know Robert Larson wants me to give that, and I'm working on that, Robert.
So any questions about the changes that they made in regards to drafts on Tyee? Okay, and so this warmer weather, we must be getting just a little bit of melt off of the snow and ice on the lake or something. You know,
it's minimal. There's really nothing in the forecast this week, and maybe next week it looks like we might get some precipitation and some a little bit warmer weather, but I look at it a few times a day, and it changes actually on the same day sometimes. So
the increase that we're seeing is groundwater.
Chair Bob Lynn, can we talk about another part of this? We've got some operations problems on this end that we probably need to lay out.
Go right ahead, Bob.
Okay. This is Carl Hagerman, to the chair. If it's okay, I'll just talk a little bit. I want to say that I really appreciate Clay and Robert and Trey's attempt to lower the draft rate. I think that's very important and absolutely needed right now. We are seeing definitely some increased effort on the part of our operator to try and maintain that 750 kilowatts coming from Tyee to our community. So this is probably a better conversation to have with Clay after the meeting, but I just wanted to lay out that right now it's not sure if it's going to really work out and get us where we want, because it's the load seems to be variable enough that we're basically trying to be ISOC with a human interface in the middle of all the automated stuff, and it's proving difficult right now, but I think it's worth a shot. We're trying to give it an honest go right now, and hopefully it'll work out.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Hey, Carl, we completely understand that as the ramps increase, there's going to be times where we get over a meg or two at Tyee, and your imports might be more or less. It's really looking to average that out. So if we're ramping for evening loads or morning loads and then ramping down for overnight, I completely understand that challenges, but I think the intent is just to kind of try and get an average of 750. But we can talk more offline on possible ways to do that, and I'm not sure the status how much load you have on your diesel generators right now.
Right. We've been pushing 8 megs most of the day today. And we've never done this, of course, before. Nobody has. So it's my operator on board right now is kind of pulling his hair out, because he really wants to, you know, get with the program and see that 750 on our screen, and he's making a lot of adjustments, and so yeah, I agree. Let's talk offline a little bit about what kind of parameters we should place on that. If it's, you know, look at it every half hour, or maybe just do it in the middle of the night, so that the load isn't varying quite so much. But we want to give it a shot, but it's, right now it's proving pretty difficult.
I understand.
Okay. Chair, this is Clay.
Yes, go ahead, Clay.
Yeah, Carl, it's understood that that's going to be a moving target, and it's going to be difficult to hit, but for sure the law of averages is going to play into here, but we can certainly have a conversation off to the side there a little bit and discuss how often we need to adjust so that we can get that down to something that the operators can handle on a pretty reasonable level.
Sure. That sounds great. Thank you very much. And thanks to the chair.
Thank you. Is there any other updates that we need to consider at this time in regards to the reservoir management and the generation that's going on?
Yeah,
So probably the only other thing, and it just is really dependent on what, how much diesel we're able to integrate onto the north end with regard to the draft limit. If we would have continued where we were at, we would have exceeded the board-approved draft limit, and we're hoping that this will mitigate it. We'll know more over the course of the next day or two how this is working out on their end and our end. With the whole fundamental thing is we want to make sure we maintain stability, and that's our number one goal. And then from that, trying to mitigate the rate of the draft on Tyee. So as we're looking at it right now, if we're able to maintain what we're working on right now, then we should make it through to our next meeting. But at that time, we're going to have to probably lower it. But
so we have a limit now of 1258 at Tyee, correct?
That's correct.
And so when we're under consideration next Monday, you'll come back with some of the accurate data that we have, and what would be a reasonable thing that we would assume that could drop to?
Depends on inflows on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, obviously, we have 2.5 inches over this next 4 days, but it may not, any of it may not make it in the lake at Tyee.
Right.
I would have to come back to that question after doing some research.
So remind me, what is the first draft limit?
1250.
1250.
So if we're
is there any draft below that?
No.
That's it.
That's bottom of the lake. That's the license level.
Okay.
That's the design.
Yeah.
This is the design elevation. Okay. The facility.
So, as you can see, I think it's good that we're trying to increase the diesel burn rate at the north now, because we still have room left in the lake. Gives us some opportunity to work through some of these issues, because none of us have ever had to really do this before. So, so it's a little bit of working through some of those nuances. But it's good to do it now, and if we can slow things up and then we see some inflows, at least on the south end coming in, but we still have to get past 285 for that to even have any factor, and we don't see that happening before the next board meeting. So there'll be no power going north out of Swan between now and the next meeting.
So you guys will have a operational meeting, ops meeting tomorrow?
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Is there anything that you foresee coming up in that's different than what we're doing today?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Maybe just more talk about how things are integrating up there, and if we need to tweak things a little bit one way or another. But I don't see anything significant. Yeah.
Okay.
There's only really one other discussion, and that is whether or not Tyee runs isochronous or baseload, and that's something we want to see throughout the next couple of days on how this works.
Okay.
And then if we need to make a change. Perhaps we can discuss with Carl and Rod and Rangel and Petersburg on how isochronous with diesels might play a role.
Yeah.
Darren, Bob Lamb, if I may ask a question.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing from Robert and Trey is you're comfortable leaving the draft limits at the 1258 we have them till next Monday?
That is correct. If we can do as the strategy we have today, we are comfortable with that.
I mean, recognize we're going to have to change it next Monday. If you guys wanted to take some action and change it now by a foot or two, it just would prevent us having to call an emergency board meeting on Saturday or Sunday or something trying to get it changed if the draft rates don't hold it.
That's a good point, Trey. If there's a problem with diesels and a couple of them go down over the weekend or something, and Tyee is spun up to maintain all generation, that is a good point. We would hit that draft limit.
So I will defer that to the northern communities right now and see what their opinion is on that.
Chair, this is Bob Lynn, if I may.
Yes.
I would prefer to drop it to 1257. I'd make a motion. I don't know where Rango's at that, but at least give our operators a chance here to if something goes wrong, that we can react fast enough.
Mr. Chair, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Go ahead.
I'm going to speak in favor of dropping it one more foot because I don't feel like we have a choice in the matter in order to be prepared if in case there's an emergency. But I am staunchly opposed to lowering the limits, continuing to lower the limits, because my fear is we're going to get to 1250 and then we're going to have nothing in reserve if something really goes wrong. So I have grave concerns about continuing to do this, but we, given where we're at with power generation on the north end, I don't think we have a choice right now.
I appreciate your position, Lisa. Are you seconding the motion?
She's not.
What?
I can't because I'm not a voting member.
This is Steve. I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Any further discussion? The motion is to lower the draft limits at Tyee at this time to 1257. All those in... Oh, go ahead and call the roll.
Prysanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. That gives us a little bit more flexibility. And I mean, obviously, our goal is to reduce the draft rate as much as possible. So that just gives some operational flexibility. I mean, really, you only have two choices now to lower or slow the draft rate, right? You turn off Tyee, that'll slow the draft rate. And then you'll be on 100% diesel.
Yeah, I understand.
So there's
any other comments from the board members? Anything else from staff?
Nope.
Yep. Chair, this is Bob Lynn. I just want to thank Bob, Robert, and Trey for taking the initiative here to help us reduce that draft limit as much as we can.
Thank you.
We appreciate your flexibility up on the north end, and thanks for working with us. It's been easy to work with your guys, and we appreciate that.
If there's no further business, do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded for adjournment. We usually go roll on that.